This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of our Quick Hits. For those new to the show, this is our more in real time travel content in the points and miles and travel space for you so that we can get information to you that's relevant, at least up to the date of when we recorded this, which is a few days before this actually goes live. So a few different things to talk about today, and we'll end with a listener question as well. So our first quick hit is a recap from last week. There is still time to earn the Southwest Companion Pass and 30,000 Rapid Rewards miles with just a single credit card sign up. That is with pretty much any of the personal Southwest credit cards. That's going to give you the Southwest Companion Pass, which the Companion Pass itself is good through February 28th of next year. You have until February 28th of this year to be able to get this eligible offer. And as many of you know, especially those of you that travel with families, the Companion Pass with Southwest is probably one of the best tools when it comes to having closer to free or cheaper travel, especially for your airfare. Because a lot of times you can find domestic flights where if you book with your Companion Pass, you're basically only having to pay about $5.60 for that companion to be with you. And you can have this companion all the way again through February of next year. So whether you take 3 flights over the next 12 months or 30 flights over the next 12 months through Southwest with this companion, you'll only really be paying the taxes and fees on these flights, whether you paid cash for your flight or you used points for your flight as well. Remember, this does involve opening a new card. This card has a $4,000 spend in 3 months. As always, being a financial advisor, I need to stress financial and fiscal responsibility. So only do this if you feel like you are very comfortable with your normal spend, your groceries, your gas, your bills, those type of things. Of course, these don't get multipliers in those categories, unlike the Amex Gold or the Chase Sapphire Reserve or whatever it may be. But if you feel like you could pivot your spending and accomplish this 4K spend within a 3 month time frame, this could be a really great way to get that Southwest Companion Pass. And if you choose to go through our links, we'll have those in the show notes as well. So Capital One just raised the stakes with a massive new offer on its popular Venture Rewards credit card. You often hear us talk about the Venture X. Well, that's the premier or their most prestigious credit card. This is one of their more base level credit cards. But for this one and for a limited time, and we don't know exactly how long a limited time is on this offer, basically $1,000 or more is in the bag for you. So you can earn 75,000 bonus miles after spending $4,000 within the first 3 months and get a $250 travel credit to use through the Capital One travel portal during your first year. So this card typically only has the 75,000 point signup bonus, but this elevated offer is adding in the $250 travel credit to use through the travel portal, right? So that's automatically at least $1,000 in travel value right there. And that's if you're only getting 1 cent per point. Obviously, ideally, we like to get 2 cents or more. So I would really call this card a $1,750 value card when you combine the $1,500 you should be able to get in the points and the $250 travel credit that can be used for flights, hotels, rental cars, all the things that you could book through the portal. And its annual fee is only $95. And it will pay for itself in 1 year just from the travel credit alone. But it does have other perks like the TSA PreCheck or Global Entry credit. Now, if you have really any of the other prestigious cards out there, you probably already have that, if not multiple times over like myself. But utilizing Capital One's transfer partners can really help with getting that extra value out of this card. So again, we don't know how long this one's going to be good for, but because this is really one of the best offers we've ever seen on this card, and it's a very low fee, we've moved that up. So this alongside the Southwest card with the Companion Pass are at the top two of our best offers list, which we just made sure to update this week to capitalize on both of these. There are a few new transfer bonuses that are either active right now or coming up very soon. So probably the biggest one worth mentioning is the 25% more points when transferring from American Express to Hilton. And so right now, Amex transfers from Hilton 1 to 2, meaning 1,000 Amex points equals 2,000 Hilton Honors points. Well, now with this transfer bonus, 1,000 Amex points will equal 2,500 Hilton Honors points, which is really nice. So this is really great if you have a redemption in mind that you're already thinking about when it comes to Hilton property, and you have about a month to do so. So this transfer bonus ends March 14th. Now, personally, I actually just went ahead and bought a total of 480,000 Hilton points. That was 240,000 that we paid for, and then with their current bonus of 100% for buying points, we got another 240,000. Now, that did cost $2,400, and so that cost half a cent per point. But the reason why I did that specifically was because I really value my Amex points and want to be able to have more flexibility with transferring them specifically to airlines and other places that you really don't have the option to buy points for or find good points deals. Hilton is always doing buy point promotions. And the key when you buy points is to make sure that you're redeeming them for a lot of value. So if you buy the point for half a cent, as an example, which I did, I want to redeem them for closer to 1 cent or more of value. I don't want to buy them and then only get 0.6 cents. That's saving me a penny per point. That really wasn't worth it, in my opinion. So just something I'm throwing out there that I personally did, I bought some Hilton points, so I don't plan to transfer any points from Amex to Hilton. Now, if you're a person that has just a ton of Amex points that you know you'll never need, great opportunity to transfer some points, especially if you have a trip that you're looking to take or to top off some of your Hilton points. But because we just are planning our honeymoon, I just burned through, which we'll get through later on in our upcoming episodes, but I think I've burned through roughly 500,000 or 600,000 Amex points just on flights for our honeymoon. I did not want to burn through another chunk just for some Hilton stays in the future as well. Some other transfer bonuses that are active right now. So 50% transfer bonus from Chase to Marriott. I would not really use your Chase points in this way unless you already have some Marriott points or have a stay that you're really trying to do on points that you already have in mind. Arguably, Chase points are substantially more valuable than Marriott points. And so if you really just need to top off a few extra points here, that could be something to consider. That's good until the end of March. And then starting March 1st is a 20% transfer bonus from Chase to British Airways Avios, which is great because, of course, British Airways Avios you can use on Qatar Airways, Aer Lingus, Iberia, a few other places. And so that runs the entire month of March. So if you have some flights that you've been eyeing, especially over to Europe, that you are thinking about transferring your Chase points to, may want to wait a little bit if you can to get this 20% bonus, which is going to start March 1st. Unfortunately, we have some news of another devaluation. This comes from our friends over at Thrifty Traveler. So Avianca's Life Miles program has increased their award redemption rates on a lot of their routes for just the second time in the last 6 months. So notably, as an example, United flights between Newark and London have seen business class awards go from 45,000 to 80,000 miles. So that's almost an 80% hike. And then economy awards have also gone from 22,500 to 40,000. Other transatlantic business class redemptions on carriers like Lufthansa and United have jumped from 70,000 to 80,000 miles each way. But there are routes that are unaffected, as an example. So, for example, Swiss business class from JFK to Zurich still is only 55,000 miles one way. So we're just seeing across the board a broader trend of airlines raising award rates. That's because the cost of travel is increasing, so they do have to naturally increase and devalue some points. This is one of the other reasons why we talk about not hoarding points too much, because of the fact that points lose value over time, unlike investment assets, which, you know, in my world is something that we talk about often as a financial advisor, you know, appreciating assets, investing, money growing. Points do literally the opposite, where they actually lose value and depreciate over time. So don't hoard your points, guys, as always, because devaluations like this do happen often. I thought this was really cool to mention. So if you're a fan of luxury hotels, you're probably familiar with the W brand of hotels. It's a Marriott brand. Very high-end, very luxury type of hotel chain. And they're introducing the world's first all-inclusive resort that's going to be down in Punta Cana. So it's going to be the W Punta Cana, adults only, all-inclusive. And they already have reservations open for stays starting April 15th. It's only about a 45-minute drive from the Punta Cana airport. So this brand new resort, it's got about 340 rooms, 13 different dining venues, all sorts of room types, the swim-up pool, all the different things. And the opening rates start at $1,900 per night in April and May. But when you get out of their peak season, so our summer is their low season, it drops down to about $616 per night in the summer. But from a point standpoint, if you do have Marriott Bonvoy points, you can actually find some award nights starting at 137,000 points per night. Of course, it's going to be a little bit difficult probably to find with this newer hotel open. But if you're trying to take a trip down to the Dominican Republic, want to check out what it's like to stay at a brand new resort and can find a point stay for 137,000 points versus $1,900 per night, absolutely take advantage if you can. If you haven't heard of Singapore Airlines Spontaneous Escapes promotion, this is where basically they say, hey, we've got some really great travel deals for you if you're looking to book a little closer to last minute. And so right now they're offering a 30% discount on select awards flights. You have to book by the end of the month, so by February 28th, and travel between March 1st and March 31st. So obviously not a lot of people are probably looking to go to Singapore last minute, but if you are the type that you're like, man, where do I want to go in March right now? I got some points to burn. Where should I go? Well, right now you can find a few different options, and it's not just the flights to Singapore. You can actually just find anything, not anything, but you can find multiple options through their frequent flyer, Chris Flyer program in general. So for example, you can find discounted routes from New York to Frankfurt for 17,500 miles and business class from JFK to Frankfurt for 56,700 miles. You know, award availability is limited. There are some blackout dates in there, but the Chris Flyer program is a one-to-one transfer program with American Express, Capital One, Citi, and Chase. And we actually just transferred miles from Amex to Chris Flyer as part of our honeymoon as well. And that was an instant transfer. I didn't have to log out and log back in, but it's a very quick instant transfer. So that could be an opportunity again if you're looking to book by the end of this month and travel by the end of March or from March 1st to March 31st. And one last thing before we get to the listener question, I found this a little bit interesting. I figured I would throw this out there. It is travel related. Doing a little bit of research kind of randomly, and I came across the current processing times for passports. So if you know of someone that needs to get their passport, they've been procrastinating, they've been delaying, you know, for the last year or two, we've been getting these bouts or batches where people are like, man, it's taken me 6 months, it's taken 8 months, it's taken 4 months, whatever it may be. Well, right now, for a regular non-expedited passport, it's a 4 to 6 week window. And then expedited passport is 2 to 3 weeks, which are pretty decent actually. So if you know your passport's about to be expiring soon, or you know that your passport expiration, you have a trip coming up, but the expiration is within 6 months from when you're supposed to get out of, you know, be back from your trip. So for example, let's say you have a trip that's December of this year, but your passport expires March of next year. You're probably saying, you know what, that's not a problem. My trip, I'm only going to be there for a week in December. I'll be way back before March. A lot of countries, your passport has to be valid for at least 6 months past your date of being in that country in case an emergency or whatever maybe happens. So if that is the case, it could be a great time to look at getting your passport renewed sooner rather than later. And finally, our listener question for this week comes from Vivian. And Vivian said, if I'm planning a trip with multiple layovers and different airlines, how can I use my transferred points to just one airline? So great question, Vivian. The key to this is you have to leverage the airline partnerships. First, what can be helpful is using a tool like Google Flights to find your route and note which airlines operates that flight. and that route specifically. And then the next piece you want to do is see which airline loyalty programs offers the best redemptions for that strategy. What's great with Google Flights is you can filter not just by airline, but by airline alliance as well. So you can see where the Star Alliance comes in, or Oneworld or SkyTeam comes in, and see which flights have the best timing for your route that you're looking to take. And of course, what alliance are they part of? So for example, if your flight includes Lufthansa as an example, so you see that wherever you're trying to go, Lufthansa has a great deal to go there, you might book through United Mileage Plus or Aeroplan instead of Lufthansa directly. If you see American Airlines flights, for example, British Airways Avios or Qatar Privilege Clubs could be better options. So just make sure whatever airline you're looking for is a transfer partner of the card that you're using. And a lot of the search tools out there allow you to filter to the type of currency that you have. So whether you're using award search tools like Point.me, which you do get a discount for through Boldly Go, through being a listener of the show, or Points Yeah, or Award Hacker, the only key is make sure you confirm availability before you transfer. If you listened last week, you probably saw I made a little bit of a rookie mistake there on transferring points for a flight that I thought was I confirmed was available, but was actually phantom availability. So don't make that mistake. But make sure that when you do go to transfer your points, the flight is available. And make sure as well to check in, because some programs allow for stopovers, allowing you to have an extra destination in your travels for no additional cost or very little additional cost. So again, just to sum up, focus on the alliance specifically. Even if you have multiple airports, multiple layovers, all different airlines, if you can keep them within the same alliance, that can not only be helpful from a point strategy, maybe a stopover strategy. And what I found that's been really helpful as well in scenarios like this is when you get to your first airport to check in, asking them to, if you're checking a bag, to check your bag all the way through all the different airlines. And that's a lot easier if they're all in the same alliance. That will wrap up this week's Quick Hits. As always, if you have a question, feel free to shoot me a DM on our social media, put a question in our private Facebook group, shoot us an email. We'll be happy to answer your question directly, and it may end up on the show as well, because you never know who could find value in the same question that you had as well. Hope everyone had a fantastic week. We will catch you guys on the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.